There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And we're going to speak now to a law firm that's looking to make legal advice cheaper for startups and small and medium businesses. Now, we spoke to Support Legal when they first launched in Dubai here with their subscription model, rather than paying for legal advice by the usually rather hefty billable hour. We now have the co-founder, Lee McMahon, in the studio back to tell us about a new initiative from Support Legal to look to lower costs even further. Lee, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What you're launching here now, you're calling it Scale Up, a digital platform with advice and documents for startups and entrepreneurs. What are you offering them?
Yeah, so supportscaleup.com was launched as part of our mission at Support Legal to empower the entrepreneur. And the key for us was never to make it difficult to access legal. We want all startups to have the same access to the same top quality legal information. And for example, the articles that we provide there will allow them from just an idea stage right up until they're growing, hopefully, towards an IPO one day.
So what kind of content are you offering, both on the advice side and the document side?
That's right. So in the content side, at Support Legal, all of our partners mentor and advise a lot of startups. And so what we found was that we were often getting the same questions over and over again. So we pulled together those questions and we put together the actual know-how in writing. So it allows them to be able to read it at their own leisure for free, no obligation, as well as documents that link to that. So if we talk about why it's important to have a founders agreement, we would say, this is why it's important. And here is the document for you to use.
I'm a little more excited about the documents than some of the advice, because I know a lot of the law firms here, Altamimi springs to mind, do have quite good reservoirs of online information about local laws and how they can apply to you. But to actually be able to get a free contract that I can take, use at my leisure, presume there's no obligation to you guys?
No, absolutely. No obligation. So you don't even need to log in. You can just access the website at any time. The documents are automated. And the documents themselves are basic documents for startups. And remember, we're a specialized firm. So, if you're going to take a document, you want something that's bespoke for this region. And it's from a firm that actually specializes in that area.
So we're talking about contracts and stuff as well, aren't we? The documents that you need to start up a business, the contracts that you need to issue. Can you tailor them to your own company at all? Are they, scalable, changeable?
Yeah, absolutely. So these are basic documents, but we're using automation. And so the automation allows you to fill out a questionnaire on the website. And that questionnaire, depending on your answers, will produce a Word document which is bespoke to the needs of your startup.
And I'm presuming that these contracts are then legally solid. So if I print one out and start setting up all sorts of crazy legal agreements with the business breakfast team, they would hold up in court.
Yeah, that's correct. And, with a lot of the companies that we advise, it's always at a holding company level. And so these documents are designed to get these early stage startups up and running with a legally binding contract. Yes, that's correct.
So what's the legal industry saying about this? Because I know only a couple of years ago, for a small business, needed basically a contract for selling services, went to a law firm and they gave us basically a template contract with a couple of words changed and charged us almost 10,000 dirhams.
Hmm. Yes.
Are you putting an end to that business? And if so, are you not getting a few sort of furrowed brows from lawyers?
Well, I think at Support Legal, we want to try and bubble a bit further up the chain. We don't value the documents. It's the seniority, the experienced lawyers behind it. That's what we value. And these documents, again, are very basic documents. They're not bespoke in the sense of more complicated deals or complicated structures. But if you were a startup and you wanted to get more bespoking and you needed that legal advice, that's when you would come essentially to a law firm. But absolutely, from an early stage startup, we don't want to be charging for these documents.
So you're talking about a founders agreement. I know you've got a non-disclosure agreements up there. What else is there?
So we have early investment documents, so term sheets. So for example, if you wanted to raise money and you got some money from your family, but a lot of people say, well, it's family, I won't document it. But the fact of the matter is you've got to look into the future. So you want to put a document in place that says I've received a certain amount of money from my family, and as a result, they will become a shareholder in the future. As you said, non-disclosure agreements, founders agreements, and things like convertible notes. certificates, which allow you to get investment. You don't have to value your company up from day one, but it allows you to convert it later on as the company grows. And then there are articles on the website that talk about what is a convertible note so that you can actually educate yourself.
What do you see as the biggest part of this process that startup companies, small companies often skip? Where do they not protect themselves with the right legal documents?
Well, I think they just don't put any documents in place at all. And this is why by providing these documents for free, it allows them to get the right documents from day one, educate themselves. We're very transparent in the way we're provided the information. And so we would much rather see them as they're growing as a business and say, fantastic, you know, you've got some great documents, you're up and running. Now that you're about to do your first large raise, we're here to help you. And you've, you know, because it's a lot more expensive fixing a problem.
To play devil's advocate, is it not dangerous to be going around throwing contracts around the place half-educated without actually having sat down with a lawyer?
We make sure that the documents that are there, obviously there's a disclaimer. If you don't feel as though that that you don't understand it at the time, you've read the article and you've got the contract and you're still confused, absolutely please see a lawyer and get further advice. But this is, remember, there are more startups in the region that are starting up and just going blind. This is a one level up, and we really do want to empower people to use it. To date, people are getting documents from places like Delaware in the US that literally do not work, but they feel that they do. And so this is one step in a much better direction.
How much, if you were to put a ballpark figure on this and take all of the contracts, the documents that you're offering for free online, if someone was to use every single one of them, how much could they reduce their legal overheads for a startup? Ballpark.
Yeah, absolute ballpark. I think there's probably, you could be looking at $5,000 to $10,000 worth of free legal documents on that website, realistically, particularly the know-how, because that's also advice that lawyers, remember, who charge time, would be sitting there talking to you about and charging their time for that kind of information.
Because I know you guys are doing a lot of work with startups. I mean, I ran into you at the FinTech Hive launch there. You've been acting as one of the advisors for the Hive. You're also doing some work with the Dubai Future Accelerators. Do you want to tell me about that?
Yeah, so on the 18th of November, we're going to be hosting an event to talk a lot about the kind of key issues that startups face. And that's going to be co-hosted with AQNP. And that'll be starting at 9 a.m. At the Dubai Futures Academy.
But you don't have to be part of Dubai Futures Accelerator. You can just be any startup if you want
to
come and pick your brain.
Anyone who's interested, absolutely. And so, some a great lineup of speakers. And it's a great way to sometimes come and just sort of sit back and listen and see whether or not, you can ask questions and again, learn about startups in this region.
Lee McMahon is one of the co-founders of Support Legal. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.